Perek Ezam Gaiman began by stating that all Shechitas Kachi Kachim has to be B'tzofayim, and the Gemara says not only is it a din l'chatchila, it's even a din b'diyeved. That's what the Gemara calls Shina Olav HaKasav L'yakev. If the Pasuk doesn't repeat it, so it's assumed that it's only l'chatchila, not b'diyeved. We discussed last week that the Tosfos on Davarim and Beis and Zvachim writes that it's only this Mida that you need Shina Olav HaKasav L'yakev. If something is written in Chumash, we assume it's only l'chatchila. It's one of the unique dinim in Midas HaTaran HaDrashas Bem, only in the area of Karbonis and Kochim. We know the Midas are different, because the Gemara is going to have a whole sugya now that Ein Lemeidin Lamed Ben Alamed. That's on Mem Tes on the base, and Nun keeps on going for a while. So Tosfos writes a special Midas in Kochim. Then we mentioned that the Chazon Ish, in the Mishnah Achrona, Mishnah is in the end of Maseches Nigoyim, right, otherwise. They think not like Tosfos. Chazon Ish quotes the Tosfos, he doesn't agree. He thinks that it's a midah and kol ha'tara kula, that if, with respect to a mitzvah, there is such a thing as a lechatchila d'oraisa, a mitzvah b'shalei musa, then there's a mitzvah shalo b'shalei musa. So if something is written in a mitzvah, we assume it's only a lechatchila, it's not necessarily b'di'evet, unless it's the essence of the thing. He says that in kachim gufa, let's say you don't need a pasuk to tell you that if you don't have a siris or eifa, the mincha is not acceptable. That's the whole essence of the korban mincha. If you didn't mix in, if you didn't do blila on the shemen, that's a side point. So that's a question whether blila is ma'akev or not. Whether melicha on karbonis is ma'akev, melicha on the mincha is ma'akev or not. Mincha, the melicha, the salt that you put on, that's not the ikar part of the carbon. That's a detail. So on details, that's always a question in any given mitzvah, whether the details are li'kufa. There should be a mitzvah b'shalei musa. So the Gemara was documenting step by step. How do you know by a korban oilo? Do you need l'chatchila? The original pasuk of tzofen is by oilo. So that's by oilo. How do you know it's ma'akev b'di'evid? How do you know it's ma'akev b'di'evid? Not only by the shechita, by the kabbalas adam, and by the kohen who does the kabbalas adam. He has to be standing rosh v'ruba b'tzofen. So the Gemara learned everything out from psukim. L'chatchila and b'di'evid, all three. The behema should be b'tzofen when you do shechita. The behema with the klishores, with the kohen ha'evid, all three have to be b'tzofen when you do kabbalas adam. So the original pasuk is by oila, and then you had shina l'kasul liyake. Then the Gemara said, how do you know by chatos? The Gemara quoted all the psukim. Then the Gemara said, how do you know by osham? That's where we're in the middle of that. How do you know by osham? So the Gemara says, osham in olam. That's around 13 lines from the top of Mem Tesem and Aleph, by the tiny letter Dalit from the Ayin Mishpat. Osha min olan, the boy itself, and the Gemara, there's a pasuk. Then the Gemara says, Ashkehan, so you know Shechita, and you know Kabbalah, and you know the Kohen who does the Kabbalah, all three. Then the Gemara says, Ashkehan le mitzvah. The line begins with the word the mitzvah, right above where it says in the Torah, or Shom Yud Dalit, it's a line above that. So it says, Ashkehan le mitzvah. I know l'chatchila that you need tzofen by osham. We already established by oila and by chatos that everything is ma'akev b'di'evid. Tzofen by the behema, by shechita, by the behema with the klusharis and the kohen ha'oved, by the kabbalah. And we just established all three by the osham. Now the Gemara asks, how do you know la'akev min ola? How do you know that everything is ma'akev b'di'evid by the osham? So the Gemara says, because k'rach min oksiv. You have a pasuk by Asham Mitzora. B'shochet Tzakeves, how does the pasuk again? B'shochet Tzakeves. B'mkoyim Asher Yishchates HaChatos V'soilo. B'mkoyim HaKodesh Ki Kachatos Ho'osham Hu. That's the full pasuk. So it says it already. It already says in Vayikra chapter Zayin. B'mkoyim Asher Yishchates HaYishchates Ho'osham. That all Ashamas have to be Nishchat B'tzofen. All the psukim, all the three dinim, that the behemah should be b'tzofen by shechita and by kabbalah, and the kohen who does the kabbalah should be b'tzofen. Everything says by osham goes on every asham. There are all the six ashamas. So why does it repeat it again? V'shoch desakeves b'mkom yishei shechito esoyla, that you need tzofen by the asham etzoyra. So it must be that it's l'akev. Freg de gemara. Is that why it says tzofen by Asham etzoyra? To teach me le'ikuv, ashin alo akosol yakev? No, I'm a boiler le'kiditanya. It doesn't say there are two things that are missing by Asham etzoyra. It doesn't say that you need Zvikas Adam Bechlau. Matan Domim Legab Mizbech doesn't say. And it doesn't say that you're Makterei Murim. And the din is that you do need Zvikas Adam, Shtei Matan Shein Arba, the same as any other Roshim. And you do need Haktor Seimim, but it doesn't say. So the Gemara says, truth of the matter, so you should have learned that from Amamatzinu, Shein. By every other Hashem you need Zvikas Adam, by every other Hashem you need Haktar Seimurim. So you should you learn that from the regular din, from Amamatzinu, from a regular Hashem. So the Gemara says you can't, because one of the Yud Gimel Midrash, Atar and the Dresh has been, and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel is Dabashai Bechlal, the Yotze Lid Mdabah Chodesh, Yata Yochel Achzir Lachlaloi, Achshir Esa, Achshir Achzveinu Akosa Lachlal Bechlal, Ketzad. It says, it says by the Hashem Mitzorah that you need, there's a Dabah Chodesh over there, Dabah Chodesh Taisis explains, mean Dabah Taisis HaKlal, an exception to the rule. In what way is Hashem Mitzorah exception to the rule? Because normally we had on the first Omid in there, the first Omid base. The Gemara said, where was it? On Mem Zayin Omid base. That by you all the Karbonis, you have one coin who does Kabbalah Saddam and Iknisharis. Then you Zorik the Dam on the Mizbech. You need two Kohanim. And another, second coin is Mekabbalah Dam in his hand. Then he does Matan Bohenis. Matan Bohenis. Albon Yoda Haimonis, Albon Ragla Haimonis. So that's a dovah soisus haklal. You never have that by any karbonis that you take some of the dam and you put it on somebody's body. You're supposed to reserve all of the dam. There's vikas adam and the shvicha shirayim. So that's a dovah hachodosh. So iata yochol achziroi. So since Hashem Mitzora is yotzelidim b'dovah hachodosh, iata yochol achziroi lachlaloi. Since it doesn't say beferish by in the parsha of Hashem Mitzora, never says that you do Zrikas Adam, it never says that you do Haktaras Emurim. So how do you know that it's normal? It's Yotzalim Dabar Chodesh. It's not normal. Dabar Chodesh, we explained many times. Echud. The Tosefta says in Sanhedrin that when the Rebbe gives a shir, one of the Talmidim asks a shaila that Shalom Hu Inyan. He starts asking about a different topic and he's wasting everybody's time in the middle. He has to apologize in public and say, Shaloi Kinyan Shalti. And Rameh disagrees and he says, nothing is Shaloi Kinyan, Kol HaTorah Kulo Inyan Echad. Everything is interconnected. So the Pashta says, we agree with Rameh, Kol HaTorah Kulo Inyan Echad, but he still has to eat Pasch and he does have to apologize. Kol HaTorah Kulo is Inyan Echad. You learn out all the dinim fit into one pattern, and that's why you can learn out Midin Echad Lachaveru. You learn out. Says Atzishita Momdim by the Karshe HaMishkan. You learn how to Lulav and Yesu have to be Kederach Lilosim from the Karshe HaMishkan. What's the connection? Because all the dinim fit into one path. We said that there's a din Isa Mituma Lo Yafin and Mamon Yisur Lo Yafin. So there are three different areas on Halacha. There's Dinim Mamon, this is one area. Tumah V'Tar is another area. And in Isa V'Heta is a third area. But within each area, there are three patterns. Within each area, everything fits into a system. Within the second area, everything fits into a system. That's based on the cloud. I call it Tarakuni and Echo. All the dinim fit into one pattern. But if you have a Dabar Chodosh means it is Dabar Seisus HaKlal. So it doesn't fit into the pattern. So that's what the Gemara says. You cannot learn out. Every normal Oshom has Vikas Adam and it has Haktar Seimurim. But over here, punked by Hashem Mitzor, it doesn't say explicitly. So you have no right to say, well, it's an Oshom like, well, it's not an Oshom like all the others. We know it doesn't fit into the pattern. So since it doesn't fit into the pattern, maybe it doesn't need Zvikas Adam, just like it's different Benegir to Matan Bohenis. Maybe it's different Benegir to Zvikas Adam and Benegir to Haktaras Emor. So that's why it has to say Talmulay Mekach Atos for Oshamu. This is six lines from the bottom of Mem Tesem. That's why you need the Pasuk by Hashem Mitzor. Kachatos koshim hu machatos tuna matan dalim murim the gabi hamizbeach. Af Hashem Mitzor is also tone matan dalim murim the gabi hamizbeach. So the Gemara says, just like by Hashem Mitzor, I need a leferish apostik to tell me that you need matan dalim murim the gabi hamizbeach. You can't say it's an osham like every osham. It's not. It's a yotzim in a klal. So how do you know that anything from the klal applies? So how do you know? So this is the Gemara's kasha. How can you say that the pasuk that says by Hashem etzora repeats it again. I have a pasuk by every Hashem and by Yikra Vav. What was that? By Yikra Dalet, not by Yikra Vav. No. What's the first pasuk in the Yikra chapter Dalet? I can't read it. What's the first?
Zion?
Is it in Zion? I don't remember any. Anyway, you have a pasuk by every Hashem that it needs tzofen. Then you have a pasuk repeated by Hashem Etzara that you need tzofen. So the Gemara says, oh, it's repeated. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? If it wouldn't say tzofen by Hashem Etzara, I would have said it doesn't need tzofen. Because it's Yatzalid and Medaba Chodesh. That pasuk by Hashem Etzara that says you need tzofen, that says, V'shochetes HaKeves, that pasuk, I needed to say Hashem Etzara needs tzofen. If not for the pasuk, I would have thought that you don't need matan damim at all. I would have thought you don't need emurim at all, burn the emurim. So I would have thought, true, you need shechita. I would have thought maybe you don't need shechita but tzofen, because everything is different by Hashem Etzara. So that's the Gemara's kasha. How can you say that the pasuk by Hashem Etzara that says in Shechita B'Tzofen serves as the Shino of Akos V'Liakev? It's Miyuta, the Pasuk is Miyuta, because I would have known on my own that L'Hatchili needs Tzofen, so it must be to teach me for all HaShomes, it's Makeh B'Dievet. No, I wouldn't even know L'Hatchili that you need Tzofen by Hashem Etzor, because it's Yotzeli M'Dav HaChadosh. I would have thought that you don't need Zrika Sadan. I would have thought that you don't need Haktar Seymurim, if not for the fact the Pasuk says. I would have thought over here also. So the Gemara answers, Im Kain. So you're right. Which pasuk are you quoting first? So we quoted first the pasuk Vayikra Zayin, whatever the first pasuk is. V'kamei sheyishchatu esayla yishchatu esha'asham. We said that's the pasuk. The Gemara said Asham in all in the boat tzofen. How do you know Asham needs tzofen? So l'chatchili you learn from that pasuk in the beginning in Vayikra. Then the Gemara says, Ashkechon lemitzvah, la'akev min olam, so la'akev you know from the other pasuk in Vayikra Yedalad, which happens to be talking about Hashem Etzara. So the Gemara says, that doesn't make any sense. That pasuk is needed to tell me you need l'chatchila tzofen, because it's Yotzen Lidim Davach Chodesh. But if you say the drush in the reverse order, now it's good. Start off, how do you know you need l'chatchila tzofen by Shechitas Hashem from the pasuk by Hashem Etzara? So why is it repeated by regular Hashem? I would have known, wouldn't I have known from Hashem Etzora? If you need it by Hashem Etzora, certainly need it by all the other Hashemas. So the fact that it's written in the first pasuk in the page, first pasuk in Vayikra Vava Zayin, wherever that first pasuk is, so that's the Shina L'Akas L'Yagat, the reverse. You need L'Chatchila Tzofen by Hashem, I know from Hashem Etzora. And there's no reason not to learn out all the other Hashemas from Hashem Etzora. So the fact that it's repeated in the first earlier perek, that's Shina L'Akos L'Yakev. And Ken Nichta B'Haiva, Nichta B'Hai. Why is it written by the regular Hashem? Let it only say over here by Hashem Etzor. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. We have a klal dab shay b'chlal v'yotzev lidim b'dav v'chodesh yato yachol l'achzir l'chlaloi asher asveh no kosel l'chol v'fevish. Why? If yotzev lidim b'dav v'chodesh means it doesn't fit into the system. It doesn't fit into the pattern. It sticks out like a sore thumb. So what's the klal in the Brisa Rebbe Shmuel Lema? Yato yochal achzir lechlola. You wouldn't be able to derive from the fact that a normal Hashem has haktoris emurim and has tzofen and has rikas adam. You wouldn't know to apply that to Hashem Etzora. What if you would have psukim by Hashem Etzora? Would you be able? And Hashem Etzora sticks out like a sore thumb. It's a different kind of a carbon. So would you say also you can't even learn out a normal thing? You can't learn out anything from Hashem Etzora Benegir to the Matan Bahoinus, because that's the Dovah Chodesh. That's the Yotzim and Akla. But what about the other things that seem to be normal? Let's say it would say by Hashem Etzora, we know that you need Tzofen by Oilim. We know you need Tzofen by Chatos, that we already had a whole Daf Gemara. We want to know by Hashem. So there happens to be a Pasuk by Hashem Etzora that you need Tzofen. So would you be able to derive for all Hashemas from Hashem Etzora? This Klal. Does that just mean you can't learn the chiddush, the normal? You can't learn the normal dinam of Zrika Sadam and Haktoris Emurim for normal Oshim, you can't carry that over to Asha Metzora. What about the reverse? If you have a din that seems to be pretty normal in Asha Metzora, it has Yoytzim in Aklal, Matlim Behemis, but it has also things that seem normal, that you need Sofen is normal, because you need it in Oilon Chatos. So maybe the Pasik is Megala here by Asha Metzora, who Adinami, every Oshim should be the same. Maybe you should learn from here. So the Gemara says, that's what to discuss. Ha Nicha, what we just said, don't say the first Pasik is Lachatchila. That's the mitzvah. And by Yikra Yudalad, that's Shina Lakasul Yaakev. That's not going to work. There's not Shina Lakasul Yaakev. I need a pasuk by Hashem Mitzvah that you need soften. Say the reverse. You have a pasuk in Yudalad that says that you need soften by Hashem Mitzvah. From there, I would be able to derive to every other Rosham. So the pasuk that repeats is the pasuk in Bayikra Vav. So Gemara says, this is valid if you hold this way. Yisvir alone, if you hold. You can't learn Hashem Mitzvah from normal Osham for Benegir to Tzofen, Benegir to Haktoris Emurim, Benegir to Zvika Saddam. Avol Kloloi Goma Mine. But you can't, whatever seems to be a normal din by Hashem Mitzvah, not the unusual din, that you could learn out from that din to the other Klol. So that Shapir, what we just said, say that you pasuk in chapter Yudala, that's the lemitzvah, and chapter Vava Zayin, that's the lehikuva. Ela yisvir lam. But if you say neither direction, and then you have a davar hachadosh, not only can you not learn out from the normal dinim, from the klal to this chidush, you can't learn anything mechidush leyafinan. Not only mechidush leyafinan, you can't learn out the chidush. You can't learn out even the normal dinim in the chidush, the kolat terukula. Neither direction. So the pasuk that says that you need soften by the Asha Metzora only goes on Asha Metzora, and the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin is needed for lachatchila that you need. So where do you have the Shina Lakasul Yaakov? There is no Shina Lakasul Yaakov. That's usually, we usually assume the second way. Eli Sviralon, the top line on Amid Beis, that's how we usually assume all over in the Gemara. We usually assume that when you have a Mechidosh Le'afinon, we say, everything fits into one pattern, one mosaic. So any din that appears anywhere, Chumash applies to any other parsha, any other din that seems to be sufficiently similar. That's a Mamatzinu. A Mamatzinu, because everything fits into the pattern. Unless you have a svar lachalik, how can you make a tzushtal? This is mechaper, that's not mechaper. This is kulakolo, that's not kulakolo. Unless you have a svar lachalik, but if there's no svar lachalik, this is an oshim and that's an oshim, so you should really learn that. But if one of them is a chiddush, we assume the chiddush olei afina, not only do you not learn out the chiddush to other cases, you don't even learn out the normal dinim to the other cases as well. That's what we usually assume, the chiddush olei afina at all. Eli svir landaloi hu gama michlalu, akla gama minei. So the pasuk and Vayikra Zayin is needed to tell me lachatchila, le mitzvah. You can't tell me I already have Vayikra Yudala tells me the mitzvah. It only tells me the mitzvah there by Hashem Mitzvah. How do you know that there's even lachatchila tafzofen in a regular Hashem? And for the Gemara, no. Kiven ahadre. What's the answer? Once you have the pasuk that says by Asha Metzora, if not for that pasuk, Kachatos Hashem Hu, I would have said that by Asha Metzora you don't need Zvikas Adam, and you don't need Haktaris Emum, you don't even need Tzofen. So I have Sukman that's saying, no, it's normal. The pasuk, everything else is normal. Just one exception to the rule, that Matan Behoinis, that's the Chiddush. But everything else is normal. So that's what the Gemara says. Came in the Hadri Ahadri. Once you have the pasuk that says that it's normal, so you can maybe you can learn out all the other dinim as well. No, in chapter Yudalit, once you have the pasuk that says kachatos by mitzvah by Hashem mitzvah, since it says b'mokam shish kachatos kachatos osham hu, so the pasuk tells you it's a normal osham. Don't think that you don't need tzofen. Don't think that you don't need matan domim. Don't think you don't need haktoras emurim. No, the pasuk says it's a regular Hashem. So the pasuk puts it back. Pasuk, no, the pasuk tells you it's not. So the mele, the pasuk that says that you need tzafayin by hashamet zara should be, from there you can derive to all the other hashamas. So mele, the pasuk in Vayikra Zayin would be lihikuvet. That's the shina lakasa liyaka.
How can we say which pasuk was first and not first? That's very essentially arbitrary. Then
you have to fish around anywhere you find a pasuk. So if you're presented in this way, that you have a pasuk that you need tzafayin by all hashamas, and then the fact that it's repeated by hashamet zora tells you, sheds light on all hashamas, that it's always la'ake, shina la'kos la'ake. And Mar says, no, you can't derive anything from... I wouldn't have known that you need tzofen. If not for the pasuk that says Hashem Tzara needs tzofen, I would have said you don't need tzofen, just like I have a minute that you don't need matan domim, and you don't need the haktara seimurim. So I would have thought Hashem Tzara, everything is different. You can't derive from a normal Hashem to this irregular Hashem. So I would have thought you don't need tzofen at all, even l'chatchila. So the Gemara says to say the whole drasha in the reverse. The same drasha in the reverse. And the Gemara, the three lines from the bottom, Kein nichta b'hai la nichta b'hai. Say only the second pasuk in Yudal about Hashamet Zorah. If that needs soften, so the Mele, everything needs soften. So the Gemara says, yeah, that's only if you hold. Dovashai b'chlal. Dovashai b'chlal. Yotzah lidim davar chadash. You don't learn from the klal to the chiddush. But from the Chiddush to the Klal, you can learn the normal thing. But we don't hold like that. Ella is Svir Alon. And that's the way we do Svir Alon. In other places, we do Svir Alon like that. That Mechiddush Le'afinan, even the normal things, in the Parsha of Chiddush has 1,001 details in it. So not only Mechiddush Le'afinan can't learn out from the Chiddush to the other things, can't learn out even the things that seem to be normal, he can't learn out. So the Gemara says, the Pasuk by Tzofen, the pasuk tzofen vayikra zayin is needed to tell me legufe that you couldn't be able to learn out from him. The Gemara says no. Once you have the pasuk by shamet zora, kevin the hadre, since it says that it's for all other intents and purposes, it's a normal osham. So here everyone would agree that you would be able to learn out tzofen from shamet zora to all other ashams. That's how the Gemara answers. Kevin the hadre, frek the Gemara. Kevin Hadra Hadra would be good for the Kabbalah Saddam. That would be good for the Kabbalah Saddam. How would you learn out? How would you learn out with a Mamatzino Hastis? A Mamatzino. Just like Hashem Tzorah needs Tzofen, so too, all the other Hashemas also need Tzofen. So the Gemara says, Amalim Azuch Beidur Amei Ravin, effect Akasha. How do you know? Eim Akiya Hadri Krol, Gabi Matan Domi Amurim, the boy Kuhuna. True, it's normal. Avol shchita dolabai kuhuna. Sin shchita lava vaydehi. Perhaps loti boy tzofoin. Maybe other hashamas. What do you want to learn on a mamatzinu? You want to learn on a mamatzinu. Just like by hashamas or ahadre ahadre. The pasuk says it's a normal oshim. They want to learn out. Just like hashamas or needs tzofoin, so too all hashamas need tzofoin. Maybe that's the tzofen by the Kabbalah Saddam. But how can you learn out that the tzofen by Shchita that says by the Hashem Tzara also should extend to all other Hashemas? Since Shchita lav avaydehi, so there's room to be mekal on Shchita. So true, you have psukim already that you need tzofen le'ikuvah by oila and by chatas. Well, now we're working on Oshem. And we're not prepared to learn out Oshem from Oilon Chatas with a Mamatzinu. Why don't you just make, I'm always going to ask that later. Why don't you just make a Mamatzinu? Oilon Chatas are Kochi Kochim and you need Tzofen. So what the number every Kochi Kochim? I'm always going to say on the next step, that's not a legitimate Mamatzinu. So you need a Pasuk. You can't just say a Mamatzinu. So you need a Pasuk to tell me that you need Tzofen. So the Pasuk by Hashem Tzora, how can you derive from there that you need Tzofen by Shchita? Shchita Lav Avodah. Maybe you can derive you need Tzofen by Kabbalah Saddam. Just like Hashamet Zara, Hadre, Hadre, so you need by all Hashamas. How can you apply that to the Shchita? Maybe by the Shchita, it's a Yotzim and a Klal. That's this Taina. Omalei Mazuch, Beidur Amer, the Rabbina, Eima, perhaps I should argue the point and say, Kia Hadre, Kola, Gavin, Matan, Davin, Merlin, why the boy Kuhuna? That's an Avoida. Zrika Saddam and Haktar Esen Murim is an Avoida. You need a coin. Al Shchita is Shchita, Lab Avoida, Labai Kuhuna. Perhaps Lot the boy Tzofen and all the other Hashamas, Here it says you need tzofen for shchita by Hashem and Tzorim. Maybe the others can't be learned out. And for the Gemara name, you can't say like that. Because the pasuk here winds up, the end of this pasuk says, V'shachat ha-sakev z'mkama she'ishchat by Hashem and Tzorim, it says. V'shachat ha-sakev z'mkama she'ishchat ha-sakhatas v'es'olo b'mkom ha-kodesh ki kachatas ha-osham hu. It says this, every osham is just like a normal chatas. And this is a normal osham. So the pasuk winds up. This osham is the same as any chatas. It's a normal osham. For all other intents and purposes, ki chatas osham hu. It says by Hashem Etzor. So you can't say that shchitas are yetzim in a part. The pasuk ends off that all oshamas are the same. Okay, name kara ki chatas hu. Let it just say that it's like a chatas. It means matan domi v'emurim v'gam mizbech. Why does it say kachatos or hashemu? Geshar hashamash the yihye. It says that it's like all hashamas. So it must be that just like by Hashem Atzor, you need tzofen not only for Kabbalah Saddam, you need tzofen even for the shchita, that's beferish, despite the fact that shchita lava vayrihi. So that extends, kachatos hashem, that extends to all hashamas. Shain. Now the Gemara asked the question.
Shchita is not avoided by the others either.
Right.
So it's the same. Why should it be different here?
So that's the Gemara yes on the next daf. Despite the fact that Shechita Lava Bodehi need Zafoin, and it's Psukim by Chatas, Psukim by Oila, so why not learn a Mamatzinu to all Kochim? Kochim Kalim not. You don't need Zafoin, but it is not enough. It's a major difference. This is Kochim, this is Kochim Kalim. But Roshim is also Kochim. So why not learn a mamatzinu? The Gemara explains why you can't. Anun amid aleph. If you would, even though you have tzofen, even though it says beferish you need tzofen by chatas and oila, you wouldn't know that you need it by yoshim. Sure. The Gemara is going to explain why it's not a good mamatzinu. And even though it says tzofen by shchita by hasham etzora, maybe it's only by hasham etzora you need shchita. Maybe shchita by all the other hashamas would not need tzofen. Kabbalah Saddam would need tzofen. Okay, you can learn out. That you could learn out kevin ahadre ahadre, but how do you know that you even say ahadre ahadre ben get to shchita, which is lava avodei? That's what the Gemara times. So now the Gemara is going to ask that pasuk that puts it back in the klal ahadre ahadre. How does it read? V'shachatas hakeves yishesh de hashem etzor b'mkom sheishchatas hachatas v'soylo b'tzofen b'mkom hakodesh ki kachatas hashem hu. Why does it have to compare both? Both. Yishech the oila b'tzofen, that says by oila. It says chatos is hukash the oila. It says yishech the chatos, same place that yishech the oila. So why do you need both expressions here? By the Hashem Atzor, it would have been sufficient if it says b'mkom sheishchatas achatos, b'mkom sheishchatas ha'ola. One or the other would be sufficient. I need the end of the pasuk ki kachatos hashem hu. Then I need to tell me that you need matnah me'emur megabi amizbeach. But as far as telling me that the shechita of the Hashem Atzor should be b'tzofen, would it be sufficient? It would have been sufficient if it would have read v'chashachat hasachkeves mekom sheishchat either es achatos or es oilo. So that's the Gemara's question. Why does it say both? Freg the Gemara now lomela and about the 9 lines from the top of mem tesamim beis. Why does the pasuk compare it to both? The gist of the pasuk is an each chita b'tzofen, so let it compare it to one. Amar Ravina, Ravina says, no, this is the mocker for this klal that ein lemeidim lamim ben alamid b'kachim. This is the mocker. The Gemara is going to say that Rava has a different mocker. The Gemara is going to keep on repeating. It's machlekes Ravina and Rava. What is the mocker for this klal? The Gemara quotes Rav Yechonon, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, also knew this klal. That the midas are different. The Gemara keeps on referring back again. Ravina and Rabbah have two different yalfusas. Am Ravina, itzrich. I need the pasuk should compare shchitas hasham metzora needs tzofen just like ola and just like chatas. Itzrich, I need both. I actually chatas, actually ola. If it would say you have to shechta the same place as shechta chatas. Chatas itself is only known from the Hekish to Olo, because it says Yishesh the Chatas, the same place as Shech the Olo. It only says Tzofen by the Olo. And then you learn out Chatas from the Hekish to Olo, because it says Yishesh the Chatas, the same place as Shech the Olo. It means Bitzofen. Then it would say over here by Hashem Metzorah, Yishechta Hashem Metzorah, the same place where Yishechta Chatas, it itself is only learned out from the Hekish learning out from Oilo. So the Gemara says, Yakshel Chatas will Akshel Oilo. If it wouldn't say the word Oilo, have Yamin, I would have said mistakenly, Chatas Mechon Lameida, Me Oilo. Chatas is only learned out from Oilo. So you're saying, Dover Lame Behekish, Chos Malame Behekish? And the Din is that it's not true. So that's why it has to compare it to Oilo. Ki kachatos ko oilo. How does it say? B'shachtes achatos kam sheishchatos achatos ve'es oilo. If it would only stop after sheishchatos achatos, then you're saying that l'meidim l'amim and l'amid b'kotshim. And it's not true. So that's what the pasuk has to write. L'mkam sheishchatos oilo. So the Gemara says, so why does it say achatos? Let it just say b'shachatos akeves kam sheishchat es oilo. Oilo says b'ferish. Explicitly tzofen. If it would say chatas, it would tell me a false din that the meil lamed alamed. So the Gemara says, "Omale mazutra leravina breider rav meri leravina es makashim nakshel lamed nakshel chatas." Let it only say shechter asham etzora in the same place as shechter noda. Why does it say shechter? Same place shechter chatas. And the Gemara says, Ravina answers, "No, havi amin. I would have said incorrectly. Dova lamed hekish chosim alamed behekish." I would have thought double on the hekesh can learn from a hekesh. V'chitema, if it would only say you should shecht at the same place you shecht in oila. I v'chitema, you'll ask a question. Nakshi akushe lechatos. Why does the pasuk compare to oila? Let it compare to us. If lamin mer alamin is acceptable, no. Nichle the makish leidikol nakshi leitofel. The original pasuk that you need tofel by shechita really only says by oila. It doesn't say it by chatos. So it's better to latch on, say the Oshem is the same as the Oilo. Why did you say the Oshem is the same as Achatos, which in turn, the Pasuk says is the same as the Oilo, compared to the original source? So that's why, L'ochi Akshe L'chatos V'Akshe L'Oilo, that's why the Pasuk compares it to both. L'meima, to teach you exactly this din. V'adova, L'om V'Hekish, Ein Echozim Alamed B'Hekish. To teach you, despite the fact that it says, you should shecht the Hashem and Tzara in the same place we shecht the chatos, that's not good enough. That would have been lamed mer alamed, a hekish from a hekish. That's what has to repeat. So Ravina claims that is the mokka. Rav is not happy with that mokka. So Rav has a different mokka for this klal, that the midrash atar and the dreshes bam are different in the area of kochim regarding lamed mer alamed. Rav ama mehocha. This klal that ein lamed and lamed mer alamed is derived from a different mokka. Dahainu. There's a din of parhalam dover shel tzibur. Parhalam dover shel tzibur means if the Bez Nagodl gave a mistaken psak. If they say you don't have to keep Shabbos, so that's the oikah, the whole din. So there's nothing, that's not a din of parhalam dover shel tzibur. They made a mistake. Lekai mitzah is a levatl mitzah. They made a mistake. They said turning on electric lights is not an isa. Not an isa derais. Mutter, let's say. They say it's mutter. Then Rav HaTzibur, who live in Eretz Yisrael, violate the Yisra because of the mistake of Sakh, the Bez Nagodol. So you don't require each and every individual person should bring his own chatos. Bez Nagodol brings a parah of Dovah Shel Tzibur, everybody gets a kapar. So that's if it's any other area of halacha, that's only a chavi krisis. Same as chatos kol, it's only a Dovah Shel Tzibur, it's done a kares. It should go as a chatos, so that's parah of Dovah Shel Tzibur, Dovah Shel Tzibur, done a kares. Avodah Zarah singled out, in Parashat Shlach, Avodah Zarah singled out, that if the Bez Nagodol made a mistake, that Avodah Zarah is only Osir, Alahei Chesed, Alahei Zohav. If it's a wooden Avodah Zarah, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't feel competition. If it's Alahei Chesed, Alahei Zohav, made from silver or gold, then the Ribbono Shel Olam is makbid. You're going to worship sticks and stones, the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't care. So if the Bez Nagodol made such a mistake, they said something is mutter, some detail in Hilchos Avodah Zarah is mutter. I think the Gemara gives that example, increases. They say, Avodah Zarah from wood is mutter. So then, and the Rav HaTzibur violates it, so hung up on Avodah Zarah. So the Rav HaTzibur Sheber Tzol violates Avodah Zarah because of the mistake from Sak, the Bez Nagodol. So they don't bring a Parham Dov Shel Tzibur, they bring Siri Avodah Zarah. Fine. So thereby, the Siri Avodah Zarah, it never says that you do Haktorah Seymur on the Mizbeach. Never says he did burn the emurim agav the mizbeach. Yeah, what does the word emurim mean? Stop. I mean, the Gemara said before. The Gemara talks about matan dam emurim agav the mizbeach. What is emurim? So I think on the opening Mishnah Brachas it says Haktaras Aymurim at Chatzais. There the Pharisees all right. There two different Mefarshim have different things. Some say that it's a Greek word that means the Muvchar, the choice. And the Gemara adopted a lot of Greek words, Prusbel and other Greek words. And others say Aymurim means Advarim Amurim. Those parts of the body that are mentioned in the Chumash, the Varma Amurim and Parsha, that you have to burn them on the Mizbeach. So either it's probably a Greek word, Emor means the Mufchor, or it's a Hebrew word that means Dvarma Amurim. Fine. So in the Parsha's Shlach, where it has the Din of Syria, Abedizor, if the Reif Hatzibu worshipped Abedizor by mistake, because of the mistake of Misak and the Beznar Gadol, so Nebe says that you need Haftaras Emor. But it says there, Rashi quotes all the Pesukim. Forgot already, where's the Pesuk? Oh, Rashi quotes Perek Beishamai, where Rashi has in parentheses, Leal Daf Memalach Menalach. Isha Lashem Lechatosam Ashigig Vasom. So it says you should bring these korbanos if they worship the Avodah Zarah. Ishi Lashem, he burned it on the fire. Ishi Lashem, v'chatosam al-shigi gosam. So the pasuk says that this Siri Avodah Zarah has the same status like Parhol Nol Shal Tzibur. When you get to what it's different korbanos, when you get to what is it the same. So the Gemara says on Daf Malaf, that means that you do Haktoris Emor. Even though it doesn't say it in Shlach by the Siri Avodah Zarah, but that's what it means. V'chatosam ha-shigosam has the same thing. And where does it say over there by Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur that you need Haktaris anymore? Over there it doesn't say either. The Gemara is going to say, V'gufa like Siv, here. Right in the middle of Memtes on the base, there's a line that begins with the tiny letter Yud Aleph in brackets. Then it says, V'gufa like Siv. By Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur never says, you do Haktaris anymore. So how do you know that you need Haktaris anymore by Parhal and Dovashal Tzibur? That's lined up in Par Koyim Moshiach. That's the parsha before that. If the Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, if any normal person is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, it's Chel V'Dam B'Shoigeg, so he brings a Kizbo Asira. If the Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, the Gemara says it's the details over here. Okay, we're leaving out details. That's the Masechus Krisus. The Gemara says, in each Shiki Gosai Ro. It means that he passed and he made a mistake himself. Okay. So there's a special din of Par Koyim Moshiach. Par Koyim Moshiach means the Kohen Gadol. Moshiach B'Shem HaMishcha doesn't mean the Melech HaMashiach. It just means he's the Moshiach B'Shem HaMishcha. As opposed to a Merubah B'Gadol. That's the Mishnah in the two kinds of the Kohen Gadol. There's a Kohen Gadol had Moshiach B'Shem HaMishcha in the Bais Rishon period. They had Shem HaMishcha. Then the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayom, Yoshiah Melech was going as the Luchas and he was going as the Tzenes Amon. And he was also going as the Shemin HaMishcha. So towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, the Nol Tkufas Bais Sheni, there was no Shemin HaMishcha. So how did they make anybody into a Kohen Gadol? Merubah B'Gadim. They had him wear the Shemayna B'Gadim. Instead of doing Avodah B'Arbah B'Gadim, so he puts on the Shemayna B'Gadim and he does Avodah, and Avodosa Mechan Chosim. Avodosa Mechan Chosim. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Mishichosim Mechal Chosim, when they made Klishores, so what gave the Klishores the Chinuch? So the Gemara says, Mishichosam Mekachosam. They did Mishich B'Shem Ben HaMishcha, and that endowed it with the full Kedusha of Klishores. And that's only Lois Oshoah. That's on Kol HaKelim Shasam Moshe, Mishichosam Mekachosam. Mekan V'yeh, like after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, even by Yisrishim, even by Shlomo HaMelech, it wasn't Mishichosam Mekachosam. There was Shem Ben HaMishcha, the whole by Yisrishim, until Yoshiah HaMelech was going as it. But they didn't do Mishichosam Mekachosam. It was Abedosam Mekachosam. What do you mean Abedosam? But it was not a cliché race. It was not a cliché race. So the whole Avodah is no good. So the Rishonim says, boy and keichot. You make a cliché race and you magdish a kedushas peh, but it doesn't have the full kedushas cliché race yet. Like if you magdish menachas and a sachem, only gets a kedushas domino la mizbech. You have to put it into a cliché race. Menachas and sachem is a kitcha bikli to give it the full kedushas aguf la mizbech. So here also, there's a Moshe Rabbeinu, they did mishichas, and mishichas, and mikachasam, did the whole trick, accomplished everything. The Kamvielach after the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, even though they had Shemin HaMishcha, is Avedosam Echan Chosam. They couldn't do Mishicha. So they didn't have a din of Klishores until after they're going to use it to do an Avodah. What do you mean to use it to do an Avodah? But the avodah is going to be possible because you weren't mekadosh the klisharis yet. That's what Rishonim say. That's boin keechad. Yeah, boin keechad is the expression the Gemara has. The Gemara has the kasha. How can you be meshachar and abiknaini with the shtar shichur? You give him the shtar shichur. It's like taking from your right hand to the left hand, because that's a din deraisa. Kol mashikane abikana rabbi. The Gemara has the same kasha in Perak HaZorek in the end of Gittin by woman also, but that kasha is only on the level of the rabbanon. Kol mashikane si shikane baila is a takana the rabbanon. So Gemara has the kasha. How can a husband ever give his wife a get? Kol mashikane si shikane baila mid the rabbanon is like giving the get from his right hand to his left hand. But on the level of deraisa, there is no such an. On the level of deraisa, there is a din. Kol mashikane evikane rabbi. If he's an evit kanani. So then you have a real kasha on the level that I say, how can he be mishach and evikneini? Bishtar, by giving the shtar to the evikneini, it's like taking from the right hand to the left hand. So the Gemara answers, boin keechot. So the same over here by the Rishonim say that loshen. How can they say, kol hakelim mikan v'yelach, klisharis, avidosim mechan chosim, but the avodah is no good? So the answer is no. When you do the avodah, it makes it into a klisharis, and since it's a klisharis, so the avodah is good. It's a vicious cycle. So that's the Xeris HaKosov. Avedosam Mechan Chosam. I think some of the Rishonim, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes some Medrash, I think. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes a Medrash that you have to take what Avedosam Mechan Chosam. You have to take a Klisharis from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, that had Mishichosam and Kachosam, so have the status of a Klisharis before you begin. So then you take a mincha, you do kmitza, let's say, you take a mincha, and you put the mincha in a klisharis, then you do kmitza, and then you take the comments, put it into another klisharis. So the mincha already had kiddush kli. When I put the mincha in a kli that was niskarish al day Moshe Rabbeinu with Meshicha, so the mincha got manochis and soch meshikitsha bikli. So that it had, it, the mincha got its full level of Kedusha by putting it into a klisharis. That was from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So then if I'll take that mincha and pour it into the new, a brand new klisharis, in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, so it already has Kedusha. So you don't have to say boin keechot. The mincha already had a kiddush kli, because I put it into a klisharis from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu.
They made more than one keli. I saw this weekend.
So in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they did Mishich and all the Kelim. Then in the days of Shlomo HaMelech, when they made the Beis HaMikdash, or Mishkan Shlom, Mishkan Shiloh also, so how do you do Avidosa Mechan Chosam? So the some Rishonim say, Boin Keechot. Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes, I think, a source from a Medrash, that it wasn't Boin Keechot. They had to have at least one Kli left over from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. They would put a mincha into that kli that already had a kedusha from the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. You did Meshicha, you undoubted put the status of klisharis before you use it for an avodah. So if you put a mincha in that klisharis, so that's menachas and sacham shekitcha b'kli. So the mincha already was endowed with a kedusha. So then if I'll take this mincha that has its full kedusha, I'll put it into a new klisharis that I made, you have to spoil in kiyachot. The mincha already had a Kedusha from the Kli of Moshe Rabbeinu, so that by putting the Mincha, which is not Kodesh, Kedusha Aguf L'Mizbech, into the new Kli Shor, is a brand new one that I just made now, so then that's called Avedos Mechan Chos. But it's not that it's going to be Yesh Me'ayin, Boin Keechot.
But the other
Kelim. Oh, the Kelim also? Yeah. I mean, so let's say that if they had a menorah in the days, yeah. What are they going to do? I don't know. Again, visualize. They poured the oil into the menorah Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah. I don't know. I think he has such a medrash that they had to do everything with the original. Yeah. I don't know. I guess they had to do it by the others. But the Pashta says he quotes. The Rishonim says, I think he quotes a Rash Boin Gittin, says like that. That it's a Boin Keechot. It's Boin Keechot. So Nachamol. So what's over here? How do you know that you need by Siri Avodah Zorah and Parsha Shlach? It never says that you need Haktoris Haimurim. So that's only learned out from the post. It says again, where's that posik? Isha Hashem Lechatosam Al Shigig Vasam has the same din as a Parhan Davos Shetziva. Parhan Davos Shetziva Gufei. The Gemara says by the letter Yud Aleph, the Gufei likes it. It never says that you need Haktoris Haimurim. It's only like. We only learn it out because it says the Kohen Gadol, who is Moshech B'Shem La Mishkan, the Merubah B'Gadim, doesn't have this din parhaba kol amitzus. He's miskapa b'kiz b'asira, like a regular hedger. But the par kohen mashiach, if he had mashiach b'shem la mishcha, so he has that special din of par kohen mashiach. Usually a chattus is in a keva, and par al nuav shal tzibar, par kohen mashiach is a zocher. It's a yotzim in a klal on that level also. So yotzim in a klal on that level also. So the Gemara says there's really an issue over here. Ein lemedim lamed men alamed. You learn out that there's haktaris emurim by parham davar shel tzibur. It's only known because it says it's the same as parkoy mashiach, and then you learn to siri avodah zarah from parham davar shel tzibur. So that should really be elamed lamim men alamed. So the Gemara says that it says by the parkoy mashiach, it says beferish this pasuk by ikra dalet, right in the middle of mem tesalim beis. The line begins with the pasuk kashiyur mishar zelach hashlamim. You should be makted the emurim from the parkoy mashiach the same way you makted the emurim from a kav mishlamim. So the Gemara is bothered. What do you need that? That's called the hekesh. You makted the emurim by parkoy mashiach the same as you makted the emurim by shlamim. The Gemara says, what do you need that for? It says all the emurim by the parkoy mashiach. What do you need? Nothing is added. So the Gemara says, "My hilchasa, the chesed kashir m'shazav hashlam." And my hilchasa, why is it written? Ilya saris hakavodesh de'akloyes. If it tells me that you have to be makter oli emurim, the saris hakavodesh is the diaphragm, and the de'akloyes are the two kidneys. So the Gemara says, "The good fix it. It says all the haktoris emurim by the parkoy mashiach. What's added?" With this phrase, you have to be makta the same emurim by the parkoy mashiach as you makta by the shlomim. So the Gemara says, "Mshum de boy agmuri eseres hakodesh deakloyes parham devil shal tzibur sibra boy dezor." Because it says alchatosam. How does it say again? Al shigigosam alchatosam again. Chatosam al shigigosam. That the sibra boy dezor have the same din as parham devil shal tzibur. And that means that the need is haktaris emurim, but by parham davar shel tzibur never says that you need haktaris emurim. It only says you should be makdel emurim, the same as the parkoy mashiach. So it should be alamid ben alamid. So that's why the pasuk says by the parkoy mashiach, it's really a menu inyan legufa tenehu inyan ledavar acher. That's where Rashi explains. I don't need it over here. Rashi writes di mamaska lahochi itzvach kasher yuram. Parkoy Mashiach, the main winyan lo, today winyan the parhal davar shel tzibur. Because it says by the parkoy Mashiach, it lists off all the emurim. It says yoseris hakovin and shtei akloyes. So what's added by saying kasha yuram? So nothing is added. It main winyan agufo. So today winyan the davar acher. It's as if it would be written explicitly by the par halam davar shel tzibur. Parhal davar shel tzibur says you should be makta emurim, same as the parkoy Mashiach. So that would have been a lomim and a lomid to learn to siriyah vodizar. So the main thing in the Gufa, it says Kasha Yurim Mishar Zavach Hashlamim. It's we treat it as if this pasuk were written by the par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. I treat it as if it's explicit. Shem Deboy Agmur Yisaris Hakadosh Deagolos by Halam Davar Shel Tzibur Lisiyavu Dizare and the Gufa likes it and it never says it explicitly by the par Halam Davar Shel Tzibur. With par Koy Mashiachu Degamar, it's really be Alamim in Alamim. It's a hekish from a hekish. We just said before hekesh, we're assuming hekesh from hekesh is not acceptable. Ochitzuch kasher yuram. Then every command because of the gufa, we treat it as if it's still not explicit. But the par halam davar shel tzibur, it says par halam davar shel tzibur, you do the same as par koyim mashiach, and then it says and you do the same as the shlomim. So it's like two hekeshim, but we say we treat it as if. Then a heavy command the cost of the gufa. It's still not cost of the gufa. You don't treat it like a lamed and a lamed. For lalevi davar lamed hekish chazim lamed behekish. So that's rubber claims. That's the mocker for this cloud. That the kochim davar lamed hekish and chazim lamed behekish. That's what rubber claims. That's machlegs Ravina and rubber. Ravina says the cloud is learned out from the pasuk by Asham Etzora that you need soften, and it says. What did it say? Both chatas and all. The answer is, if it would have said chatas, it wouldn't be enough, because that would have been lamim and alamim. That's what it has to say, oilo. It has to say both chatas would have been alamim and alamim. So for there you see that lamim and alamim, a hekesh from a hekesh, is not legitimate. And Rava claims notes from this pasuk that you're learning at Sibi Abedizar from Paral Nevo Shal Tzibu, which in turn is only learned that from Parakoy Mashiach. So that's really lamim and alamim, a hekesh from a hekesh. So you have a pasuk that's really miyuta by the Parakoy Mashiach. Kashiyur Mishar Zarach HaShlamim, everything is Eres HaKadosh Neklois. The Gufiksev says, Beferish, what do you need Kashiyuram? It's treated as if it were written explicitly by the Park. By the par helam dover shal tzibur, freg digmara kasha. What did the Torah write? Amen. When you look gufo today, you mean the dover acha. This kasha yoram is written by what? By par koy mashiach, and we apply it to par helam dover shal tzibur. So let it say it over there. Omer there are popular rova. Your whole drush is so convoluted. V'lichta v'begufei v'loy nakish. Let it say beferish that you need haktoras emurim by par helam dover shal tzibur. The Mele, you'll be able to learn at Siri Abad Zorah from the Parhal Nevoshal Tzibur. Why did you make it into a Hekesh? Why did you make a Hekesh? Parhal Nevoshal Tzibur is the same as Parkoy Mashiach. And Parkoy Mashiach is a Pasuk that's Megala. Why doesn't it say the Feirish over there? Enfidig, Mr. Rabbi answers, Enfidig Mor, Ikos of the Gufi Vlayakish, if you wouldn't have had the Hekesh, Avi Amina, I would have said, Liolam, there is no such cloud. I would have said it's illegitimate. So what do you need? Why don't you just rely on the hekesh? Why do you have to try to make it into the beferish? Everything more name. That the Gemara has, the Gemara says in different places. The Prima Godim has in his Psicha Kolelis, Torechaim, it's really a general introduction to all of Torah Shabbat. He starts off by giving the differences between a din, a halacha, that's only known to the Torah Shabbat, as opposed to a din that's known through Torah Shabbat. So this is the cloud that he postulates. A din that says Beferish in the Pasuk, Torah Shabbat, that's Mochomer. So he brings two rayas. One, he brings a Mordechai in Megillah. He quotes it from the Morgan Avram, discovered the Mordechai Megillah. Ratcham Megillah says, how do you know that there's an institution of Tosef and Shabbos? The Rambam says there isn't. The Rambam denies it. He only quotes the din of Tosef Yom Kippur. And Achreinim assume the Rambam doesn't believe in Tosef Shabbos, Tosef Yontif, not Lahatchila, not B'dievet, it's not Chal, not even with the Rabban, it's not Chal, only Yom Kippur. But we don't, the Balei Tosef don't hold like that. That's against the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. Gemara said the Pharisee that there is a din of Tosef on Shabbos and Yontif as well. So I didn't know there's an institution of Tosef. So the Gemara has one possibility. The Gemara says, Esen Etiyas, and Arov Alam is Beach, and Nisach HaMayim is Havachal Moshe Messina. So Esen Etiyas is the din of Tosef and Shemitah. That usually you have to stop doing Avodas HaKarka before Rosh Hashanah. This past Rosh Hashanah was Rosh Hashanah Shnas HaShemitah. So that's the beginning of the laws of Sat Chalasiz, the Kamachalasizma. So there's Aloha L'Moshe Misinai that you're not allowed to do Avodah Sakarka even in advance, 2 months in advance of Rosh Hashanah. Let's assess an Etiyas. If you have young trees that were planted just recently, if you're not going to water them, it's going to be a big Hepsed Mammon. So then Aloha L'Moshe Misinai says there is a din of Tosef Shviyas. Tosef Shviyas doesn't apply if it's assess an Etiyas. So you have the Issa with the Heter, and then how do you know to extend from Shemitah? Maybe it's only a din of Tosef HaShviz, who says that it applies to Tosef Shabbos and to Tosef Yom. The Gemara says, Amamatzina, I think the Gemara says, that just like Shemitah, the whole year has Kedushas Zman, so too Shabbos and Yom Tov, Shemitah is called Shabbos Lashem, and Shabbos and Yom Tov is called Shabbos. Marchos HaShabbos, Yom Tov is called Shabbos. The Gemara says, We learn it out based on this halachah Moshe Messina. So the Mordechai says, other Tanoim learn it out from the pasuk. B'tisha l'chodesh be'erev. Inisim esnaf sasech b'tisha l'chodesh be'erev. He starts fasting tisha l'chodesh be'erev. So the pasuk pshat is the ninth of Tishrei at night. means Leil Yom Kippur, the 10th of Tishrei. Tisha B'Chodesh Be'erev means the 10th of Tishrei after Tzeis HaKachodim is Yom Kippur. So the Gemara darshins B'Tisha L'Chodesh Be'erev, late in the afternoon. That you have to be Moshe Mechol L'Chodesh, even though it's not yet Asiri, the Tishrei. It's Tisha L'Chodesh is the din of Tosef. So if you learn it after that Pasuk, that's Torah Shebichsav. And then you're extending it from Yom Kippur to Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. But if you learn it out from Shemitah, so then it starts off as Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So the Mordechai quotes of some Balatosis, I forgot it, some Balatosis, some Vienna, they give his name. But not Rabbi Natama de Ri. So not one of the famous Balatosis. Rabbi Avigdor, I think, I forgot already who. Morgan Avram quotes the discussion. The Gemara says in Brochas Dav Chav Zainam Beis, the Rav told the Shal Shabbos, Be'er Shabbos, he Dav Meir Averoi. So the Gemara had a Shaila, is the Yotze Kiddush then or not? Mora says yes. He can be Yotze Kiddush then. So this Balatosis is Babin Ben Akasha. Kiddush is Torah Shebichsav. Zochas Yom Shabbos Lekatcha. Zochas means Lahaskir, to mention Dushas HaShabbos. So that's a din. Torah Shebichsav says you got to recite Kiddush on Shabbos. So I can be Yotze this mitzvah deraisa by reciting Kiddush during this matter of Tosefis, if Tosefis is only known through Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Then when Leil Shabbos comes, you mechui based on Torah Shebichsav to say Kiddush. How can you rely on the Kiddush that you were Yotze, that you recited during this man of Tosefis, if Tosefis is only known through Halacha Moshe Mesinai? That's a kasha. That's the kasha that this Bala Tosefis works on. So he's assuming, obviously, that a din is only known through Halacha Moshe Mesinai, Torah Shebichsav is on a lower level from a din that's known through Torah Shebichsav. Then the Prima Gordon quotes, where did the Rishon get this idea from? He quotes, the Yerushalmi in Nozir has like that. In Nozir, there's a whole perek that talks about the Nozir is like a Kohen Gadol, that they're not even allowed to be metame to the Zayin Kroyfer. They have the same thing. They're only allowed to be metame to a Meis Mitzvah. So let's say the Nozir and the Kohen Gadol are walking on a highway, no cell phones, no other soul in the world there, and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah. You don't need both of them to take care. One of them is strong enough to take care of the Kvuras HaMeis of the Meis Mitzvah all by himself. So someone has to violate the Kedushas Naziris or the Kedushas Kohen Gadol. So which of the two? You should, whenever you have Pikuach Nefesh, the Gemara says at the end of Yuma, Achil Mosa Hakal Akal Tchilo. Let's say someone is in a concentration camp and he has a choice. Either they give him Nevela or they give him Chelev. So chelev is kares and nevela is alav. So eat the nevela, don't eat the alav. If you have a choice of violating, you have to save your life. If you go, you've got to violate an avera. So you violate the lesser of the two evils. Machilah mosa akala kal tchilu. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim. Reb Blazer and Chachamim, when the Kohen Gadol and the Nozer are walking down the highway, which iser is the lesser of the two? So one Tana holds, the Nozer is only a Nozer for 30 days. Kohen Gadol is going to be for the rest of his life. He's going to be the Kohen Gadol. We're not going to fire him. So the Kohen Gadol is more chomer. His Kedusha is more chomer than that of the Nozer. So let the Nozer be metame. The other Tana disagrees and he says no. That the Nozer, if he becomes Nitmot, says in yesterday's Sedra, Parshas Nasai, he has to bring special karbonis in order to become back again a Nozer. The Kohen Gadol, if it becomes Nitman, doesn't have to bring any special karbonis. So shouldn't that indicate that the Issa Tumah for the Nozer is more chomer than the Issa Tumah for the Kohen Gadol? So it's a machlok zeh b'leizeh nechachamim in the Mishnah, which of the two is the lesser of the two evils? The klal is, machilah mosah kala kal tchila, have the one violate, let's say you have a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Hedyot walking down the highway. Kohen Hedyot's Issa Tumah is less than the Issa Tumah of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Hedyot is allowed to be metame not only to Meis Mitzvah, even permitted to be metame to the Zayin Kroivim. So if you have the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen Hedyot, so that's the Mishnah says, let the Kohen Hedyot be metame. Is this a tumah is less? But if it's a Nozer and a Kohen Gadol, then you have a Shayla. So then the Yerushalmi adds on more chiluki, more details. When is it called akal akal chiluk? So the Prima Gordon quotes this Yerushalmi on Nozer and not Mishnah, that if you have a Nozer oilam, that doesn't say in Chumash that there's such an institution as a Nozer oilam. Nozer, the guy says, I want to be a Nozer for the rest of my life. So then he's allowed to take haircut every 30 days. Mekel, he's Mekel Betar. He takes a light haircut. In the Chumash, the Nazir in the Torah, Torah and Bechsav, there are no leniencies at all about taking a haircut. So if the guy's Mekabel Naziris, like there was a Nazir in Rabbi Shai Yashir Cohen's father, was Rabbi David HaKoyim, was a Nazir. He lived in the same building as David HaLevi Soloveitchik. They both lived in the same building. So he used to have his yarmulke up in the air like this, and then he had all the hair over here. He never took a haircut, so he had because he was Mekabel Naziris. He was Mekabel Naziris, Naziris. But we don't have a Beis HaMikdash to bring Karbonis. So he was stuck. He has to remain a Nazir Le'Anavot. But if the guy accepts upon himself Harein Nazir Olam, then it's a newfangled thing, and it's not described in the Chumash at all. It's purely Halacha Moshe Mesinai. That he takes a haircut every 30 days. He doesn't have to bring any Karbonis or anything. He never terminates the Naziris. He takes a haircut every 30 days. Make all the time. Every 30 days. So the Rishami says, if you have a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Stam, the Nazir Stam is Torah Shebichsav. The Nazir Olam is only a lower level, Torah Shebalpeh, Halachal Moshe Mesinai. So let the Nazir Olam be Metami to the Meis Mitzvah, as opposed to the Nazir Stam, because the Nazir Stam is Mocham. Whatever it says in Chumash is Mocham. So that's what the Gemara probably means when it says, Kiddush and other Mesichtas, Milsa, Dalsi, Bekal, Vachaymah, Darkly Kosov Lakra. The Gemara has it every so often. I could have really known a certain din based on Kalvachem, but a Kalvachem is from the Midrash Aternid Rashi's name. It's a chunk of Torah Shabbal Peh. So the Pasik, Darkly Kosov Lakra, the Torah wrote it explicitly, so it became a level of Torah Shabbichsav. So it's Mochomer. If you would have only known it through Kalvachem, it would have only been a lower level of Kalvachem, and now it's Torah Shabbichsav. So that's what the Gemara says over here also. The Gemara says, if you would have had a hekesh, it would have been a drasha with a Torah Shabbal Peh. But now that it's kasvei le de gufei, so now it's machoma.
The right that in the beginning of the fourth parent, Sukkah has a concept of maforish akra.
Mm-hmm.
So different kinds of darais.
Right, right. Also like that. Right.
Have you known the quote Tosu says that about where the Gemara says? That sometimes the first point out that sometimes the Gemara does not say that the Gemara sometimes does not say that you buy same akra, you buy same story, you buy same akra. The Gemara sometimes says you don't need the pasuk because of the svara. It depends how strong the svara is.
If it's a very strong svara, then you don't need a pasuk. Then it's mamish deraisa. If it's such a strong svara that has the same level as. Apparently the same level as Torah Shabbichsav.
Isn't that just one of the Midrash HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So why would that be?
I don't know. Why should Svar be treated as Torah Shabbichsav? Why shouldn't you say just like Milsa Dasa B'Kal V'Chayim Torah Kukasa V'Lakro? Why shouldn't you say the same by a very compelling Svar? Still Torah Kukasa V'Lakro to make it into Torah Shabbichsav. I don't know. Apparently the Gemara thinks that if something is such a Svar of Pshuta, it has the level of Torah Shabbichsav. I don't know. It's a good question. The answer is a shvach answer. It's a good question. I don't know. So what happened over here? So there's a machlokes here, Ravina and Rava. They all knew there's such a klal. Rabbi Yochanan preceded them. Rabbi Yochanan says, and why are they taught somebody psukim, somebody brises? There is a klal. Ein lamed in lamen alamed bekotchin. The midrash atar and the resh has been much different. How do you know this? Where does it say in the chumash that such a klal exists? So Ravina was the first one. Ravina got it out from that pasuk by Hashem et Zorah. Why does it say yishchita b'tzofin? Why does it compare it to both? If it would have said Esachatos, it would not alone. If it would have said Esachatos alone, it would have been Alami Min Alami, because Chatos is only known through a Hekesh to Oilo. So that's why it says Chatos and Oilo to tell you, Bimkom Sheishchatos Achatos wouldn't be sufficient. It has to repeat this Oilo that you should know that you need Sof. So Ravina claims, that's the mocha, that a hekesh from a hekesh is lamin min alamin and not acceptable. And Rav Amar, the Rav has his pasuk. That what? That you're learning out, Nachama, you're learning out Syria with the Zohar from Paral Navashal Tzibur for Haktoris Emurin. Paral Navashal Tzibur itself doesn't say. So it's only learned out from Parakei Mashiach. Parakei Mashiach itself also doesn't say. So that's learned out from Shlomim. So that's the chlamin men alamin, so it's no good. So that's why you have this pasuk miyutar, that's not really necessary. Kashiyur, mishazel hashlamim, you should do haktoris aymurim, on the Parkoy Mashiach, the same as you do Haktoras Emorim by Shlomim. It says by the Parkoy Mashiach, Haktoras Emorim. It says it by Feirish. It never says it by Park Helam Dov Shal Tzibur. You only know Park Helam Dov Shal Tzibur Hekesh from Parkoy Mashiach. But what is it, Kashiurim by Parkoy Mashiach? It says Mefurish over there. So that's Emenu in the Gufo. Rashi says, as if it were written by the Par Helam Dov Shal Tzibur, that you need Haktoras Emorim, so it's legitimate to learn that Tziri Avodah Zarah from there. So then the Gemara says, but what a funny thing. Why doesn't it say so? Say that you need Haktoras Emorim by the Par Helam Dov Shal Tzibur. Lichtevei, Fregum Amalar Apopoli Rava, Lichtevei Begufei, V'loi Nakish. Why doesn't the Chumash write Beferish that you need Haktoras Emorim? Why did you make it into a hekesh? What's exactly? Why do you compare Parhan Dov Shel Tzibur Parkoyin Mashiach? And you made a lomid ben a lomid, and you have a main winyan a posik by Parkoyin Mashiach, Kasha Yuram. Let it say the Farish by the Parhan Dov Shel Tzibur that you need Haktoras Emorim. Yeah. What is Rashi write? B'nichtevei b'gufei the parhalam davar shel tzibur be'edya v'lo lakshei l'parkoyin mashiach all the sof tarach v'kosov kasha yuram yisei v'lohachi. The Torah wanted to tell you that lamin men alamin is no good. So why doesn't it say it? Let it say it by parhalam davar shel tzibur that you need haktoras emorim the same as parkoyin mashiach, and let it say there that you need the haktoras emorim. I wouldn't know that there's such a rule. I would have thought that it is legitimate. If Lama Men Alamin is legitimate, so what do you need the whole pasuk Kashiyura Mesoros Zavach Hashlamim? So he says no. They wanted to make it Mefurish Bikro. Nichale the Kasve Beguf Menakish LeAkushe. The Torah wanted to make it Mefurish Bikro. And that's called Mefurish Bikro. That's called Mefurish Bikro. That it says Kasha Yuram. I don't know. The Gemara says that would have been Mefurish Bikro. Lachi Kasvei Vakshei. So that's why you have the Hekish to make a Lamed Men Alamed, which is not legitimate. And then you need a Pasuk Kasha Yuram. The Meimer Dov Alamed Hekish and Chazim Alamed. That's the Mokker. This is the Mokker. So that's the Machlokes between Ravina and Rava, where is the Mok? So now the Gemara continues with this. The next line. Either according to one Rosh or according to the other Rosh. What would you say on the following? Yeah. So Rashi is going to point out there are 16 possibilities that the Gemara is going to cover. That's the Rashi on the top of Nun Omer Aleph. The fourth line in Rashi. There are four midas over here. You have the midah of Hekish, Zereshova, Mamatzino, Kalvachayma. So we're going to ask, what's the din? Hekish from a Hekish, then a Zereshova from a Hekish, Mamatzino from a Hekish, and a Kalvachayma from a Hekish. Then we're going to ask the second one. What if you start off with a Zereshova, and then you have a Hekish? Start off with Zereshova, then you have a Zereshova. Zereshova, then you have a Mamatzino, Zereshova, then you have a Kalvachayma. Then we're going to have, what if you start off with a Kalvachayma? And you go, there are four possibilities within each one of the four meters. So the Gemara is going to clear 16 Chakiras. That's the fourth line from the top of Nun Amad Aleph and Rashi. Arba Shevet B'chol Mida Mida, there are four meters. And he spells out four, and then he spells another four, and then he says, etc. But there are 16 possibilities. So this is the beginning. So the first is, Hekesh to a Hekesh, so that they all agree. Bein L'Rav, Bein L'Ravina, what if the first Russia was a Hekish? Is that legitimate? Zog di Gemara Toshma, we see in Kol HaTorah Kula that it is legitimate. Why we have a Pasik by Taras Bigodim? There's Taras on the body. There's Taras or Bosor on the skin, and there's Nisokim, Rashi explains, is Taras B'mokim Seir. And the Dinim are not the same. The Dinim are slightly different. Seir lovan is a simen tumah if the tzaras is on the or basar, on the body, and it's a siman tuma if it's b'makam seyer, if the hair is still growing there. If he's bald, so has it been like if he's bald in the front, so has it that the front has it been tzaras basar, and if he's bald in the back, so then he has a din of tzaras basar in the back. Okay, but if he has hair there, so then it's not tzaras or basar, then it's tzaras. That's called nesakim nesek, and a nesek is not the tamei b'seir alone, the tamei b'seir tzohuv. Okay, if it's a golden. If it's a if a bright yellow hair, so the dinim are not the same. So the Gemara says there is the karachta or the gabachta. What's karachas? So I think I forgot it. Right, karachas. I think if he's kariach in the back and gabachta kariach in the front. I think usually we call a person who's bald in the front kariach. I think that's not kariach. I think kariach is bald in the back. Whatever. So karachas v'gabachas is a term that fits in when you're determining is it a din of nisokim or is it a din of tzaras or bosa. So if he's bald in the front, so the front has a din of tzaras or bosa, and the back has a hair. So the back of the head where there is hair has a din of nisokim. And if he's bald in the back and he has hair in the front, so the front has a din of nisokim. So we understand what it means v'karachta v'gabachta, bald in the front, bald in the back. The posik has that expression in connection with tzaras begodim. So it doesn't make any sense. What does it mean? Karachta begabachta by tzaras begodim. So one of the big musmachim from Chayei Veitorah, I got Yodin Yodin from Chayei Veitorah, he just printed a whole essay online that it's a mistake in all the Sefer Torah. That it really should read Bashesi Obe Erev. Why? Because he looked in the Targum HaShivim, the Septuaginta, and there he translates the words. Every so often, Christians have big fat volumes, the size of two Bava Basras. Big fat volumes on every volume of Tanakh. All the Chavtal, the Sifri, Tanakh. They have volumes of biblical exegesis interpretation. So they quote traditional sources, and they quote their Christian sources as well. So they always will quote the Targum HaShivim. Some of the guy lifted it from over there. So they always point out, whenever the Targum HaShivim seems to have had a different Nusach in the Pasuk, so they'll always point it out. So this Musmach, the Yod Musmach, he published it. You should all know the Hevi Yodua. There are mistakes in every Sefer Torah in the world. He didn't. There's no one Sefer Torah that has this at all. But he says he's convinced that it's a Torah Sefer. All the Sefer Torah. It shouldn't say Karachta beGabachta by the Tzaras beGodim because it doesn't make any sense at all. So this Tana, Rav Nosson ben Avtolomas, explains why does the Torah use such an expression? What does it mean, the Karachta beGabachta? So maybe it means what the Targum HaShivim says. Maybe somehow these two words, karachta gabachta, mean bashesi obeirif. The Targum HaShivim understands that that's the literal translation of the word. But why did the Torah choose such an expression that really doesn't fit in? It must be to make exera shovo. Exera shovo for what? That we have a din, if a person has negat saras, and the kohen declared him as tamei. And then the Negat Zarah spreads and spreads and spreads, and it spreads the whole body. Parach b'kula tohar. So the whole body has Negat Zarah. So the din is his tohar. Does that din apply to Nesokim? The din of Parach b'kula tohar. So the Gemara says, yes. I know that based on a Hekesh. Because it says, Meirosho ba'ad raglov. It says it by Parach b'kula tohar. If the Negat, the coin declared that he's Tomei, and then after he was declared as Tomei, then the Negat Zarah spreads, Meirosho, the Ad Raglov, from his head to his toes. Everything has Negat Zarah. But why does this... So then, Parach B'kula Tor by Zarah or Bos. So the Gemara says, that's a Hekish, Meirosho, the Ad Raglov, even if it would be Nesokim, if it would be a Nesek, and the coin declared it as Tomei, and then it would be Parach B'kula of the part of the body that has hair on it. Parach B'kula on all the location that has hair, so that also is Parach B'kula Tohar. I learned that from the Hekesh. May Rosho Ad Raglov. Rosho is the Mokum Seyor, and Raglov is there's no Seyor, so it has the same din. And how do you know that this din applies even to Tzaraz B'godim? So it says B'karachta B'gabachta. So that's Gzera Shova. It says B'karachta B'gabachta by Tzaraz B'godim. And says it by Nesokim. And the Sokim is only learned out from the Hekesh, Meirosha da Raglov, say see, and call it Tarakula, this is not Kochin, this is Taras. Dawa Lamed the Hekesh, Meirosha da Raglov is a Hekesh, Chazio Malame, So Rabbi Yechonin comes and he says, that's legitimate. Rabbi Nasa ben Avtu Lama said, that's the din. We accept that. It's a hekesh between tzaras or bosor and tzaras nesokim. Tzaras b'makom seir is a nesek. So that's not a lot of hekesh. Chozim alam b'big zereshav. That's legitimate. But if it would have been kotshim, is ain't lemeidim. Why? The imkain, four lines from the bottom, lo yamet zafane b'ashem, v'teisib b'g zereshav, v'di kotshim kotshim, mechat to'os. What does he say? Why do you need a pasuk? Tzafayna, tzafayn by Osham. We have psukim at Amar Aleph. Amem tes Amar Aleph. It says lachatchilin, it says b'riyevet. We establish all the psukim. What do you need it for? Lo yomer tzafayn by Osham. It says it is there a shova. The kochi kochi mechatois. It says Osham is kodesh kodoshim. Chatos is kodesh kodoshim. That's a gzera shava. They have a lot of dinim that is the same. It's not 100% the same. Chatos shemnesa by leho is lemiso ozlo, and anoshim shemnesa by leho is treated as a moisa kachi kachim korevoilo. So the dinim are not 100% exactly the same. But it is a hekesh. Whenever you don't know otherwise, so you assume ain't hekesh l'machza, all the dinim of chatos carry over to osham. Unless you have a posik to say otherwise. So, and chatos is learned out from, oh Lord, that you need soften, because it says, "Mkomish yishchatus ha'ilah, yishchatus ha'chatus." That's a hekish. So, davar lama behekish should be chozim alame b'gzera shava. Chatus is called kodesh kadoshim, he and oshim is called kodesh kadoshim. So, if you would say davar lama behekish chozim alame b'gzera shava, so you wouldn't need all of these psukim. Why did everybody work so hard? And mem tesam and aleph, 1, 2, 3, it would be easy. He's proving Rabbi Yechon, who says that. Maybe it was derived based on the Hekesh Chozim Alami B'Gzera Shava. So Rabbi Yechon is proving from the fact Rabbi Yechon lived in Eretz Yisrael. How did he know all these Amoraim? These Amoraim from Bava. Apparently there was an old tradition that you have to work hard to figure out how do you know that Osham needs Tzofen Le'ikuga. I don't know L'chatchile, I don't know B'Yedet. So he says, Sinch, it's easy. So the Gemara says it's not necessarily such a good proof, because when you have a gzeirah shavah, there are two kinds. There's a gzeirah shavah that's mufna mishnei tzadim. If the word is miyuta in both places, then you have a gzeirah shavah that's not mufna mishnei tzadim. So the Torah tells us that the kodesh kodashim, chatus kodesh kodashim, and anoyla is kodesh kodashim. So it has to tell us that it's a kodesh kodashim. We should know that it has a din of meilo. You know, it has the din of Nilo. Nilo is only a kachim kachim. Doesn't apply to kachim kalim. So the Gemara says, whenever you have a gzera shava that's not mufne, then lemeidim, you can dan the gzera shava, however, mishivim. If there's room to dingzach, then you dingzach. So here the Gemara says, dilma mishim dika lemifrach. There's a picha here. Malachat shkei mecha peres al chavi krisis. How can you learn out that you need sofim by osham? Exereshava from Chatos. The Exereshava is not Mufna. I need the Pasuk both by Osham and Chatos to tell me that it's Kodesh Kodashim, that it's subject to the laws of Me'ilah. I would have thought maybe only Ola, maybe only Mincha is a Kodesh Kodashim. I need the Pasuk to tell me a Chatos and Osham are. So if it's Exereshava, that's not a Mufna. It's Lemeidim and Meshivim. There's what the Dingzach over here. So you can't take a Chumrah from Chatos and apply it to Osham. Osham is Mochom and Chatos. Mala Chatos. Chatos is more chomer than Osham. Malchash came chaperes al chabi krisis. So Rabbi Yechonin's proof is not a good proof at all. So the Gemara says, no, it is a good proof, because this is the gzera shava mufna mishnei tzadim. Because kodshe kodoshim yiseri ksiv. It says more than once. It says more than once that a chatos is a kodosh kodoshim. It says more than once that a Osham is a kodosh kodoshim. So this is a gzera shava mufna. Gzera shava mufna is lemeid nevei mishiv. Even though there's what the dingzach over here, that's the klal, made the main machine. So that was Rabbi Yechonin's proof. Yeah. This is the klal problem. If the Gemara has a klal, Eidonam dong Zereshavim, Meyatzman can keep Lemi Rabbi. So how can you say that two levels of Zereshavim? Say Zereshavim Mufne is made the main machine. Zereshavim Eidon Mufne, made the main machine. Either you had a tradition or you didn't have a tradition. There's Akasha and all of Shas. The Gemara talks about Zereshavim. There's what the dingzach. How is it what the dingzach? You have to have a tradition in Gzera Shavah. Every Gzeira Shavah is like Halacha Moshe Messina. So the Rishonim are working on this kash. The end of Bob Mitzvah you have in the middle of Masechah Shabbos. So the Rishonim give different answers. So the Tosfos quotes the Rabbeinu Tam. You don't have to have a tradition on this particular Gzeira Shavah. You have to have, there's a tradition, a number of Gzeira Shavah. How many are there? 238 Gzeira Shavah. So you have a right to darshan anyone you want, but you can't darshan more than 238. Whatever. I don't know what the number is. I'm guessing. That's what the Rabbeinu Tam says. And then the Shittim Kubet says, and Bob Metzia gives a different suggestion, other Bali Ataisis he quotes, that maybe you have to have Gzeira Shavah, you have to have a tradition on the word. Tachas Nisini Yishalem Kesef, the Gemara has in the beginning of Baba Kama. You have a Gzeira Shavah on the word, you have a tradition on the word, but which Tachas, which Nisina, which Yishalem, which Kesef, that you have the right to darshan wherever you'll find this Gzeira Shavah. So then there were rules and regulations. So then there's what to argue, there's what to negotiate. But if the pshat would have been, you need absolutely a tradition, element kimbala merabi, need a kabbalah, but this zereshav is nikta lehidarish. So what does the Gemara say? It depends whether it's mufna, it's not mufna, the maidim and mishivim, the maidim and mishivim. What is there to discuss? You have to say, the fact that the Gemara has rabbinic input into the zereshav is, you see, that you don't need a tradition exactly on this particular zereshav. So now the Gemara is going to continue all the 16 possibilities. Rashi said there are four possibilities of the four midas: the Gzeira Shavah, the Hekesh, the Kal V'Chomer, and the Mamatzina. I was going to work out. Okay. So, Lineta, I have to run to a funeral now. Dr. Albach passed away. Yeah. So they're having a funeral at 1 o'clock at 90 then. Okay.